So you can't imagine the sense of whiplash that I feel when I work with somebody who has 6 million reads a year and somebody who's excited when he has 6,000 reads a year. So the scale and the frequency of publication and everything couldn't be a more wonderful test for us in terms of setting up OJS. And we did this program with these four goals, really to showcase the work of our faculty, to encourage open journals, and to inform and educate people about copyright. It was going to be a chance to do that, and also to affirm the role of the library. And there, I want to just do a very brief commercial for the digital publishing program, which has three legs to the stool. This OJS for publishing, our DSpace repository called Indigo, which is one of the two colors, school colors for UIC, and a copyright site. So here's journals at UIC, here's Indigo, and here's our copyright site. And as Mary said, this grew out of our long history and particularly a program in 2005 that identified a whole lot of issues. And you can read more about that in the paper that Mary and I wrote together. Working with Mark was a very interesting challenge. The library doesn't even own a complete run of his paper journal because we are so poor that we didn't buy the journal until Mark came to join our faculty. So that in itself, it's kind of humbling when you have to go and say, yeah, I'd like to digitize your back file. Can I borrow it? So very interesting kinds of issues. And while we've managed to put for Mark all of the tables of contents and all of the abstracts, we still have 6 years or 7 years that we need to digitize to get up into that. And that's our intent. And I've recently heard that our project has moved up on the queue for the digitization group at the UIC Library. The work for First Monday has been killing us. That is, look at how many articles there are. Plus, they had this site where they'd done all of this homemade HTML, and over the last 4 years, Ed's graduate students have done the HTML. And do the graduate students know how to spell HTML compiler check? No, and the deadline is so quick that as long as it displays, the article gets published. And suddenly in OJS, that feature doesn't seem to work very well. So we've been working since December, and we're on target for August to have cleaned up all of those articles, more than 700 articles whose HTML is being cleaned up, where PDF is being generated, because there's been a long-term goal for people to be able to cite First Monday articles with a page. And so if we would generate a PDF for every article, people could do that. So we agreed that we would. And you've got a handout, I think, that has a whole list of the issues that needed support, and those are the same issues that other people have been talking about today. I do want to say one of the interesting things that did happen, though, as we've started the OJS process, is that we got contacted by the University of Idaho about their electronic green journal. They liked my sales job so much they put their own version of the software in. We've also talked to a researcher at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, whose journal will be coming up in the fall. The Consumer Project on Technology was telling me about a Plone site they were building for a journal. And I talked to them about OJS, and they said they were too far into this website to change. 2 weeks later, they said the tech staff looked at it and were using OJS. So some of the success has been just from talking about the project and other people using it. And we're now in discussion with four other journals, and we've put up a small test bed for a local library school. So what Mark alluded to, the mistakes we made, clearly it's so easy that you get a false sense of security. And poor Mark, as our pilot, took a lot of lumps. One of the decisions we made early on was that the computer center on campus would run the software because they have people on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But that took what was a 3-week implementation plan and made it an 8-month implementation plan because we were going to live in their server farm. And while we were on the development machine, no one could restart the server or if there was some problem except the programmer, which meant on Saturday I had to track him down. And I'd surely do that different, but I certainly would not put the server in the library where we don't have people on call 24/7. So that complexity of working with the computer center really challenged us, but I'm going to show you in a minute some of the great things that I think came out of that. And I want to point out the lessons. I tried to reflect on the lessons that I learned. First of all, timing is everything. When you find these editors at the moment that they've lost three manuscripts or that something's really gone wrong, they're ready to sign on the dotted line. That the effort is more in some places and less in others. And that's something that we need to have some more conversation. I didn't find good articles written about that. And that this collaboration is very important, the computer center and the library, as well as clarifying with your editors what are their expectations, and that the outcomes turn out to be somewhat unexpected and nearly always pleasant. And I'd like to show you just a couple of things. We've done almost nothing in terms of customizing OJS, but so here's our general. You can see that looks like almost a vanilla out of the box OJS. And Mark has a logo, but he looks surprisingly like a vanilla OJS. First Monday looks a little more like First Monday. In fact, this looks remarkably like the current issue on the website for First Monday. But one of the great things about integrating this with the campus computing environment, we haven't told all the students this, but you can use your campus NetID and password to sign on to our OJS. So except for the fact that you need to be authorized to be a journal editor, we have 33,000 journal editors at UIC, if only we would turn that one bit on. So it's very simple for us to get people signed on and involved in this. And I think that's quite interesting. The second thing is that the campus has a very robust program of using Webalyzer for statistics, and people are used to being able to look at their own Webalyzer statistics for their homepage on Tigger. And so here are, in April this year, I put up the Webalyzer statistics for Mark, and at the same time for Ed for First Monday, except that First Monday hasn't gone live, it doesn't use First Monday's URL, and it's not really being indexed anywhere, and still 2,600 people have found it in July already. So obviously, when you put something out there and make it easy to use, people manage to find it. So I just wanted to give you a little sense about working, how we approach this, and not repeat many of the things that other people have said today, because our experience in downloading and installing the software was very similar to, I think, two or three of the other presentations we heard. I'd also like to point out that we use the OCS software to manage the second First Monday conference. And that came at a perfect time when Mark and I had just started working with OJS. We'd had it installed and we were doing that transition. So I actually learned how to use OJS by learning how to use OCS. And so the fact that they were nearly similar helped me a great deal in terms of getting started. That's just the exact opposite of Swinburne, who went from OJS to OCS. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.